All right, golf enthusiasts, here we go for a special midweek episode. It's February 24th, 2021. My name is William Starcevich. I'm joined by the usual characters.
Travis White.
Chris Lopez.
And we're going to go over the Riviera Championship here, but the main thing we want to cover, obviously, is Tiger Woods' accident yesterday and what that entails for him, golf, you know, kind of the legend, you know, going forward. You know, what's the legacy for him?
Right.
So we'll kick it off first, going into the Genesis Invitational, which the Genesis will play a little bit into Tiger Woods' accident, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the Genesis is at Riviera Country Club. Riviera Country Club's in L.A. It actually, Tiger Woods is the host of that event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typically he would play in it, and as a matter of fact, that's where he made his professional debut at the age of 16.
Oh, really? I didn't
yeah.
know that.
Now, he wasn't a pro at that time, but he made his debut on the PGA Tour.
Yep.
And we'll go into the event a little bit first, but there's some other things with that course that kind of tie it to some other things in the past that actually have to do with him now as well. But so Riviera, like I said, is in L.A., and it just so happens that an L.A. guy won it in a playoff, which is pretty dramatic, Max Homa. Had you guys watched Max Homa play a lot?
I have not.
I've watched him more on Twitter than I've watched him play
golf. He's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
He's not real big, as in he doesn't look like an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
But the kid can move it. Well, not a kid. He's 30.
Yeah.
You know, so I know they were really high on him most of the week, and I think it was because of the feel-good story. He grew up going to that event on his dad's shoulders watching the event. And they may have said that, I don't know, 300 or 400 fucking times during the broadcast.
Yeah.
But it was still really cool, you know, homecoming for him. And you could tell he was legit nervous knowing that he was going to actually meet Tiger Woods now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Which is amazing because he hasn't, you know.
Right,
I mean,
right.
You know, you think everybody's met Tiger.
Yeah, you grew up in Orange County and you're a PGA professional in Orange County, which is where Tiger grew up. You think, I know there's a 15-year age difference or 14-year age difference, something like that, but you would still think you guys would have bumped into each other somewhere.
At some point, yeah.
You know, I would have made a point of it if at that, you know, hey, look, I got my PGA court too. You know, we're at the U.S. Open together. Right, hey,
or
man.
At least called him out on Twitter or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
do something.
Yeah.
But it came down to a playoff with him and Tony Fiao. And they go to the 10th, I think, for the first playoff hole, which is a short par 4, drivable, but there's bunkers guarding short left. There's bunkers around the front of the green. The green's very narrow, and then there's some crap on the left.
Yep.
Finau hits a perfect shot.
Yeah, he was just short of the green.
Just short of the green in in approach cut. It looks like it's going to, well, maybe he was just in the rough, but it was just perfect angle.
He had a clear shot.
Yeah, perfect angle.
Yeah.
It's looking like an up and down birdie is a given. Finau hits it almost on the same line, but maybe a foot left, and it goes all the way into this crap and settles under a tree. And when the first shot of it, Max Homa. I'm just going to go with Max from here on out.
Yeah, I would. I think that's probably.
All right. I take break. So Max, he proceeds to pull it a little bit left. And I mean a little bit, like a couple of feet.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's nestled up against the trunk of the tree. There's no way. I thought he was literally going to have to hit it between his legs.
Of the tree. And the way the announcers had it and the camera people, you would have thought he was in jail.
Yeah. Oh, I did.
You know, and here was the funny thing is that after all this was said and done, people that had bet on this, you know, bet on these guys, you know, and things like that, they couldn't believe that he actually had a shot and got it to where he did, because a bunch of them cashed out before he hit the shot.
Oh, no kidding.
So people lost, like one guy said he lost almost $450 because he blamed it on the announcers and the camera crew for not giving him a clear view of what he had.
If,
yeah.
That one camera angle that we saw, I didn't. You could see tree behind it.
Right.
So when they moved it to the other angle and he had a clear path,
yeah,
I was like, how is that even possible?
Right. And Mason goes, he should just climb up in the tree and hit it backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That's why... Then yeah. he says that. Mm-hmm. Mind you, he's able. How does that go through his head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's actually might be his only option to climb the tree and hit it backwards.
Like I've
that.
Hit it... Like, I've hit shots where you hit down on it and then it goes between your legs.
Right. Yeah.
So you tomahawk down on it.
Right.
And I thought that's what he was going to have to do.
Right.
And the fact that he put it on the green and then made that putt for birdie, mm-hmm. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah. Do you see his club in slow motion when he hit it?
Yeah.
It was already turning before
it
hit
the ball. Already closing down because he couldn't take a normal swing because the tree was in the way.
Right. Yep.
But it was phenomenal. It sucks for Finau because he's lost, I think he's 1-3 in playoffs, He has been playing fantastic on the West Coast swing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where he finished at Pebble, but he's been in the top...
Second.
Did you see his stats since 2016 or something like that?
No.
He's finished in the top 10 27 times.
Wow.
The top 10 27 times, the top 5, like 10 or 12.
I think he's been in the top 10 this entire year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I think he's finished second twice.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah,
so,
at least that.
Or that might be since his win.
Yeah.
And then I think it was a $1.3 million take-home for... Max.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Finau got around a million.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, great for him. Great hometown story. The kid had a lot more power than I thought he was going to have. Mm-hmm. Like that finishing hole there. We played Riviera on the simulator, and it was kind of cool because I didn't realize all the ravines that went through the course. Mm-hmm. And then when we played it, and then you see it, you're like, oh, okay, that actually is there.
Yep.
But
also see like DJ play out of it. To realize that it's a bad place to be, but it's
doable for DJ.
Yeah, it's playable.
So I think I actually won that one.
Yes.
All
yes.
right, just checking. With some stellar scores, but 18 on the simulator. That hole looks so narrow and so tight.
Yeah.
And then to see those guys pipe it up there 3-10, 3-15, and have wedges
and
left.
We struggled. Or I did. Get it.
Well,
it took me three to get there.
I won't say it took me three. Or I went off to the right.
Well, I was on the left, left, and I was everywhere. Yeah.
So it was good to see the hometown kid win. And like I said, it was the Genesis Invitational, I think, is what it's technically called.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, it was Tiger's deal.
When it benefits his foundation.
Yep, benefits his foundation. Mm-hmm. And did you guys see the interview when they were just about to finish up? Max could have closed it out with a really short birdie putt on 18.
Right. Lipped it out.
And he lipped it out.
Yep.
I mean, I want to say it was 3 feet, inside 3 feet maybe.
It was even that.
So it sucked that he had to do that. And he actually brought up, was like, I can't believe I missed that in front of Tiger.
Right.
So that's how much of hero worship he has.
His wife texted him in between the playoff and that shot.
Oh, did she?
She told him, she reminded him of a saying, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but she told him, you know, just keep moving forward. You know, and he said that was a real factor in what he did.
Because if it was me, I'm in a playoff after missing that putt. I hit what I think is a good 3-wood or 5-wood or whatever, and I'm up against that tree. Mentally, I would have been cashed out.
Yeah,
I'd have been like,
he didn't even blink on him.
I was like, oh, second place is going to pay well.
Yeah.
That's all I would have been thinking about.
Yeah.
I mean, but to his credit, he powered through and ended up going on to win. But the interview with Tiger and Jim Nantz.
Oh my God.
Now, I'm guilty of this too, but probably because of my other line of work. I automatically was like, oh, Tiger just looks...
He
looked lithiumed out, stoned of the Jesus pill bottle.
Didn't look he was there at all.
Uh-oh.
No, and his eyes were droopy, half-closed, glossy.
Oh, there was a bunch of
memes about it.
Yeah, close-up shots of it later.
So that's a Sunday evening. So Monday, apparently he was out with...
David Spade and D. Wade.
Then the next morning, so this Tuesday morning, which was yesterday, he at 7:12 in the morning, he gets in a horrendous car accident in a Genesis labeled vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Rolls it multiple times. I think they said the skid marks were over 700 feet.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
My initial, just like everybody else's, had to be, God, I hope he wasn't. Well, first of all, you want him to not be dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? An accident like that and
that's
seeing the
thing.
Shots of it, you're like, just be alive, dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
But then the second one, in my mind, of course, was he operating impaired? And a lot of people jumped to that conclusion.
Right.
And I know I did immediately.
So did I.
Everybody did.
And if they said they didn't, they're lying.
Yeah.
Because of his past history.
Yep. Yeah.
And the way that interview looked. Well, we're not
more
with
than
Vance.
A year and a half or a year and maybe almost 2 years maybe from the last time he got pulled over and he was baked out of his mind.
Yeah, and that's it's been a few years.
I think it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And we'll say that the other accident, which was actually I think a four iron to his grape that knocked his tooth out when
Elaine.
So if you go back through Tiger's history a little bit, that was his fifth back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I wouldn't have been, you know,
drugged. I wouldn't be able to walk.
No, I'd been, you know, I would have had a drip and I'd have had a little nurse button. I'd have had the whole goddamn thing walking around.
Yeah.
So he is in this accident and it took a while for the initial reports to come out, but ultimately they said, you know, he was non-life threatening, but severe damage to his legs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he had compound fractures in both legs, and his right leg had a compound fracture, multiple compound fractures, and his ankle
shattered.
Mm-hmm.
So they put rods in it, they put pins in it,
plates,
the whole thing. They had to cut him out of the car, take him out through the front windshield. Now what is the question? I've heard conservative people talking about it's at least a year, maybe 2 years before.
For a compound fracture, and you got him in both legs.
Yeah.
You're looking at
and the fact that it's his right ankle.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be it. And in that Jim Nantz interview was kind of leading up to that a little bit, I thought, because he was talking about, hey, look, this is the only back I got.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. We got to, you know, because we were already talking about the Masters with him.
Right.
You know, hey, is his back going to be okay? Yeah. Well.
Yeah, we just talked about it the other day.
Is this the swan song for, you know? I heard a lot of people talking today about, well, if this is it for him, is he still the greatest? In my mind, he is.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I know Tiger's, or Jack has more majors and all that, but
Tiger moved the needle.
Definitely.
He moved the needle.
For sure.
You know, he was the one that brought golf back to, well, he brought it to a place that it had never been and has not been. When he's not playing, it's not there.
Right.
The purses tripled when Tiger hit his heyday.
Right.
Tripled.
Yeah.
Like, that is huge, because I mean, not to say that these guys weren't making money back in the day, but not the kind of money they're making now. Every one of these guys that wins, Max ought to cut him a check.
Right.
Because there was no purses that were over $1 million. And now it's hard to find one that's not $1 million.
Right.
Well, like, people see the money in it. I mean, companies, you know, see the money in this.
I think the Classic might not be $1 million for the winner.
Not yet.
That's.
But it's close.
It's about like $750,000.
Yeah. 750, almost eight.
Yeah.
I think the last time.
So, you know, like the Puerto Rico is probably not quite there.
But they'll get there.
Yeah, everybody will get there. Hopefully. Eventually. Yeah, hopefully. And, you know, glossed over on all this. Jordan Spieth was actually playing pretty well in this one, too.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He just had a little bit of a falter at the end, but for the most part, I thought he played great.
Well, let's talk about a good West Coast swing for him.
Oh, huge.
I mean, after what we've seen for 2 years of just absolute
garbage play.
I mean, the guy was just a mental midget out there, and now all of a sudden you're seeing that little twinkle in his eye.
He's got a little sweat, little pep in his step.
Yeah.
I think he was actually top 10 in this one, too.
He was top 10.
So just gloss over that he hadn't played well in the last few years, but the paychecks that he's, you know, and I know he doesn't, I don't want to say he doesn't care about that because they all care about it.
Yeah.
But the money that dude made in that amount of time, just on this West Coast swing.
Yeah.
Oh, and another player that really impressed me, even though he didn't have a great day on Sunday, was Sam Burns.
Yeah.
Sam Burns.
Well, he led the
first
three rounds.
Yep.
And about 10 holes.
10 holes, yeah.
He looks like an athlete. I mean, he hits the ball. It seemed like
swing.
A great looking swing. I thought it was. I was really impressed with him. Cameron Smith finished well. John Rahm finished well.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Hovland again. I'm trying to see where Jordan finished at. Cameron Smith was in the top.
Yep.
DJ tied eighth.
Yep.
Anyway, I can't find Jordan on here. Do you guys know another golfer in history that Riviera was very important to?
Nope.
Okay, so Ben Hogan, he won 9 majors. Mm-hmm. He won several, I want to say he won something like 52 or 42 PGA events. Well, when he was kind of in his heyday, he was playing he was in Arizona, played an event, and was heading, I think it was to Vegas or to California, and he was in a car accident, car versus bus. Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
And he was in the car. And it broke his left leg to...
He was like in traction.
To pieces, yes. And you got to figure, this was in the
50s. Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much what you got.
Yeah, and he actually almost died from that accident, but it wasn't from the accident, it was from the infection, just medical-wise.
Yep.
Well, and his wife was with him. She was okay. But he actually came back and won a U.S. Open after that. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the courses that he won at, and the place that... There's two places that they refer to as Hogan's Alley. Well, Riviera is one of them. Mm-hmm. And Tiger has always talked about the Hogan's book. Mm-hmm. And he was one of those first guys that actually put out what the swing should look like. He went through the mechanics of the swing back in the day.
There's still video of it.
Yeah, still. And that book is still, that book is still huge. Uh-huh. But it took him 5 years. And the fact that it was Riviera and that's where Tiger's start was, mm-hmm. a car accident. Now, left leg compared to right leg, in my opinion, the right leg and right ankle damage in particular is probably going to do Tiger's career in.
It might.
But, it might, but look at Alex Smith.
Alex Smith, there's a difference, though.
I know, but I'm just saying he...
I know, he came back. And Alex Smith is a football player, and he had, say, broken femur?
No, he had the...
Broken...
Same thing that Tiger did on his lower leg.
Okay, snapped, so compound fracture?
Compound fracture, snapped everything.
Now, unless you're Mark Krizik's, you know, magic
doctor
that healed a broken femur in 2 days...
Yeah.
This is not going to help him any.
No,
but,
no, it won't.
So now the difference is there, it's not a high speed break.
Right.
So one of the things, like I've been around guys that have had high speed damage to their extremities, i.e. like IEDs or gunshots.
Right.
The difference is the soft tissue and muscle damage when you have a high velocity impact mm-hmm. like that. So part of the damage to Tiger's legs aren't just the bones, and it's the soft tissue.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have it exposed just for the swelling for a while before the swelling goes down and they're able to heal it up.
Right.
So conservatively, I just want Tiger to be able to walk again,
mm-hmm.
let alone he was in a vehicle that rolled over probably 12 times or 20 times or whatever is going to come out on it. What's his back going to be like after this?
Well, you don't know anything about that. I mean, although that surgery was considered fairly benign.
And a success.
Yeah, I mean, it was not a huge surgery. It was just something to kind of clean some mess up and things like that. But anytime you enter the body to fix anything, it's never good.
No.
You know, but it was not nearly as major as the fusion surgeries and things like that.
Yeah.
That went through and
the other ones
like
he had.
But, I mean, you could tell he's stiff.
Just how he walks.
Just the way he was standing. Like when he took the picture for the final part of it.
He was very stiff.
He was very stiff.
So they've came out, the LA County and the sheriff's office and the fire department, I believe.
Yep.
There was no intoxicants on board.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for the onboard from the Genesis vehicle.
Yeah.
My guess is he might have been traveling at a pretty quick clip.
Yeah, well, they said that road is dangerous.
Yeah, dangerous road, and it's only like 45 miles an hour. And if you go much more than that, you could easily lose control on that.
Yeah.
No.
Wasn't there a hill there or something? Yep. They said that you really shouldn't be going fast.
Yeah. No. So, again, we're wishing him the best.
Yeah, they said when they got, whoever got to him first, I can't remember.
He was trying to get out.
He was trying to get out himself, and he couldn't get out. But he was awake, and the guy said he could talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said he's...
all these questions. Hey, what's your name? I'm Tiger. And the guy looked at him and was like...
Holy shit.
Oh, fuck, this is Tiger Woods. What do I do?
You know, here's something that I wanted to... You know, they showed, you know, they're hauling some of his gear away. A full set of golf clubs. What is he doing with a full set of golf clubs? Conspiracy theory or not?
Who, Tiger?
Tiger. They took a full bag of clubs out of there.
Well, see, that's the thing. He was, from what I understand, he was going to film...
A commercial
or something for Golf Digest, Lessons With.
Yeah.
And I think it was supposed to be...
It was Drew Brees. Justin Herbert.
And Justin Herbert. So a couple of quarterbacks, one from the Saints and one from the Chargers. Actually, Drew Brees was drafted by the Chargers. Fun fact.
Yeah.
But the day before, when David Spade put out that stuff, he said, hey, I've been playing with Tiger Woods today.
Yep.
Well, and the shot has two golf bags on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it was photo shoot stuff.
I think it was photo shoot stuff.
Because there's no way that he could be...
I never read it.
Yeah, I read it. They said he was just putting.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's what he kind of said with Jim Nance, is that I've lengthened my putter.
Yeah.
You know, and that was about it. But I just thought it was odd that he had a full set of clubs. You know,
it had to be all photo shoot, I would guess.
Photo shoot.
And some of the talking about that he was supposed to be there at 7:30, so he was running a little bit late. My guess is if I was Tiger Woods, I'm going to get there when I fucking get there.
Whenever I show up. Then.
Now, again, that's why he's the best in the world.
Right.
You know, he doesn't miss practice. He doesn't miss workouts. He doesn't miss any of that.
Right.
So.
Well, and we're really not going to know where he's at because, I mean, we know in his community that everything's tight-lipped.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll give us information when they feel like giving us
information. Did you see JT's interview?
First of all, that interview was bullshit. Okay, they shouldn't even have been talking to him about it because they know how close he is.
Yep.
But of course, you know, here's the PGA again.
Yep.
And all of their sponsors and everything. Oh, well, let's ask them the tough questions right now.
Yeah, let's quiver lip them.
That's not the place you need to be.
No, that's.
That.
Yeah, he could tell that he was, and especially JT. JT's grandpa died just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can tell his game hasn't, or his head hasn't been straight.
He's struggling.
No, like
right
just
now.
Stop.
Come on.
Yeah, just let it go.
Yeah.
There's a time and place to
Twitter
talk about
exploded
that.
On that one.
Yep.
Yeah, screw them guys.
People were hot that they were interviewing him. They're just like, hey, how about not just not doing the interview right now?
Yeah.
You know, but now the PGA insisted upon it.
So, look at it this way. We could be out of that area. Me and Tiger are pretty close to the same age.
Mm-hmm.
And Phil is now on the senior tour.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger is probably done. Who we got left from that era?
Well, and I mean,
the Gen X era that...
And who,
Paul Casey?
Yeah.
Ian Poulter?
Yeah. I mean, that's it. You're going down. You're starting to lose those players.
So I got
to
get
it's
a Patrick
like
Reed
we were
jersey?
Growing up, you know, you
no.
started to
see. Somebody would have punched me right in the face so I get a Patrick Reed.
I mean, you're starting to see, you know, like when we were growing up, you know, I mean, you started to see Nicklaus disappear.
Yeah.
You know, Lee Trevino disappear. All of these players disappear.
Well, yeah, when I was a kid, mine was, you know, the Freddie Couples.
Freddie Couples.
Oh,
even Arnold. I mean, for me.
Yeah.
I mean, Arnold was...
Gary Player, those
Gary
guys
Player,
for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still seeing those guys on tour, but because they didn't have a senior tour per se. I mean, they had an unofficial one, I think, at that time. But,
yeah.
I mean, you were starting to see those guys that they would just show up at the majors, play a couple holes, you know, play their 36 holes. And then
yeah, and cut. With a cart. And
with a cart, yeah, whatever.
It was made because of them guys.
Yeah.
Because
right.
People wanted to see them.
Right.
Yeah, no, so I, when Greg Norman and Faldo and
Curtis Strange
and, you know, all those guys, Fuzzy Zeller.
Fuzzy.
You know, it was, I considered that the heyday of golf until
right.
Tiger showed up.
Yeah, and then Tiger
and then I was like,
blew doors
what
on
the
everybody.
Heck? Yeah, no, just the
just
fields.
Blew doors on everybody.
So I'm sure we'll give some updates as we go along with Tiger, but we just wanted to put one out there, A, to, you know, get a little bit about Riviera, mm-hmm. but then to talk about Tiger, of course, and... how important he is to golf.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, he moves the needle. And as we start to look forward to the years without him, I mean, we still don't know who's going to move the needle. We don't know who's going to be that person you look to.
Right.
You don't think if he tries to come back, he'll go to the senior tour?
I don't think he'll ever do the senior
tour. No, I don't think he will either.
No, I don't think he'll ever do the senior tour. I think it's the PGA or nothing. You know, but I think that, you know, we're looking, you know, it's funny, you know, with Jordan, you know, all of a sudden having a resurgence. They talked about him, even though he struggled for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
they feel like he's the guy that could actually move the needle, you know, and they don't, you know, they just don't see any other way because...
Well, here's the thing. I don't see anybody else bringing the boom like Tiger did.
No, but...
You're trying to compare...
Everybody, though, hits it a long ways now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that was Tiger's biggest advantage back then.
Right.
It was that... Every par five is just a par four to him.
Right.
I mean, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was averaging, it was something like 3.6 eagles per event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jeez. Who does that?
Yes.
I haven't
yeah,
had three
crazy.
Eagles in 6 years.
Like, I think I've had maybe 4 eagles my whole life.
Right. But then as the world began to catch up with the long drivers, mm-hmm. he changed his game again.
Yep.
You know, learned how to have the short game. Learned, you know, he's still a good putter.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. But, I mean, you can equate that with a lot of other professions, too. You know, Jordan wasn't what he was when he finished. I mean, he had built his game. You know, Kobe, same thing, his game,
yep.
you know,
yeah.
along the way. When they start talking about who's the greatest, they're still looking about,
yeah.
you know, who's the one who moved the needle, who brought the fans, who brought the money, you know, brought the fashion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these guys, I mean, those three guys right there. You know,
yep.
have done so much for their games.
Oh, and I've referred to it in videos and probably on here. when I first got into the golf industry, golf courses were being built at a just breakneck pace.
Yeah, it's like
because of Tiger. Yeah. And that is literally what it was called. It was the Tiger boom, mm-hmm. because we were building golf courses faster than it was amazing. It was so many golf courses opening every year. And now that kind of whiplash effect of golf courses are closing now. We've had several in our area do that.
Yep.
But it was so crazy.
You could do a whole show on the ones that have closed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, recently. I mean, there's a lot.
Compared to openings to closing. And this is actually, or not this year, 2020 was actually a resurgence where golf gained ground because we'd been losing ground over the years before that. And, you know, pandemic, that's one of the things you can do outside. You can continue to do all that stuff. But, it'll be, I don't want to say interesting, fascinating. Mm-hmm. And you guys know I'm not a huge Tiger fan. No. I appreciate what Tiger has done.
Right.
But knowing his past, I'm not a huge Tiger fan.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I am rooting for him now. I want him to heal. I want him to be able to play again. But more importantly, I want him to be able to enjoy life, have a quality of life going forward.
And if his son becomes something,
to be there by his side.
You know, because I think that would be tragic if he was not able to be there. If Charlie decides, I'm going to be a pro golfer, and he ends up becoming really good, there'd be nothing better than to have Tiger sitting there waiting for
him at the end. Yeah. You know, to have that go full circle, kind of like when Tiger won his first Masters and his dad was there.
Yeah.
And then in 2019 when Tiger won the Masters and his kids were there.
Kids were there, yep.
I mean, that was so full circle. And that was one of the big things about the PNC that was a few months back, him and Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about JT and his dad who actually won the event. It was Tiger and Charlie.
Well, even for JT, it was about Tiger and Charlie.
Yeah.
I mean, it really wasn't anything else. I mean, we won. Great. But did you see that kid play?
There's been talk, too, about how these guys all look up to Tiger. A lot of these guys that are on tour now. They were like seeing Tiger in his prime when they were kids. So that's what influenced them to play golf.
Right.
Well, he's more approachable now than he ever was because he's matured.
Cup. Yeah.
He's matured.
Yeah, when he was hurt and he was with the Ryder Cup.
Right.
They all bonded with him in a way that was amazing.
Because he wasn't like that before.
Right.
When he was first coming up, I mean, he wanted that persona of, okay, I've got you. I'm up on you now. I'm going to step on your throat. And that's what Nota Begay would say. He said he was roommates with him at Stanford.
Yep.
He said, that's not just how he was, you know, on the day to day. You get on a golf course, it was a friendly match. I don't care if we were chipping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was ruthless.
Well, yep. I mean, and that's again, you look at cross sports, the really great ones are that way. And
yep.
The really great ones really don't talk to anybody. I mean, they do what they do.
Oh, locally, Matt Hughes, who was, you know, a UFC champ for years, trained here locally in Bettendorf, he readily admitted he was a total dick the entire time he was on that. And now he's been he was in another serious accident, and his quality of life isn't quite there now.
Yeah.
But now he said he's a better person than he was back then because he's not a dick anymore.
Unfortunately, I mean, Tiger's been through some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But he's also grown as a human being. You know, having children was a big thing. You know, I mean, having a boy and a girl, you know,
well, that's
makes a huge difference for him.
That wasn't the change. Mm-hmm. Getting caught and getting humbled was the change.
Yeah.
Let's not pedestal him too much.
Well,
but because he already had kids when he was doing that.
Well, yeah. And so the other thing is, you know, everybody knows the higher up you go, the longer the fall is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the longer the fall
is. He unfortunately hit every branch on the way back down.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's climbed to a plateau again. And I think if he decides that his quality of life is good and he never wants to play again, I'll say that he's the best golfer to ever play.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree.
You know, I know my dad would probably
would be the same way.
Right, he would say Jack.
Heckless, you know, things like that. But I mean, you could go stats. I mean, you do this with Jordan and LeBron all the time.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to look at eras. You got to look at a lot of different things, but also
technology, equipment, the ball. Equipment.
Yeah, I mean, who was they were talking to? God, who was it? Who was the kid from Michigan, the lefty, from the Fab Five? That he's a reporter.
Jalen Rose
said if Michael Jordan, you know, were to play in today's game, mm-hmm. he would average actually in his prime would average 10 points more a game because
the defense was different.
You don't get beat up like you used to.
Yeah.
Oh no, you look at somebody wrong now.
You know, but I think Jordan Spieth, you know, is going through. he went through a little spell there that, you know, golfers go through, but I think he'll grow from it. And it's obviously he has.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, it's like all of a sudden we're like, wait.
He's got too much talent to not bounce back.
Where did he come from? You know, we talked about it the one day. Yeah. Where did he come from? You know, what's he doing near the top?
Yeah, look at Jordan playing again.
You know, I hope Ricky goes through a spell where he...
We're gonna talk a lot about Ricky on our next one, and we're also gonna talk about Annika coming back.
Yep.
It might be a couple weeks before our next one, but we wanted to break in and at least give the Tiger updates from what we know so far.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's call it a show.
Let's go play nine.
All righty, thanks everybody. Ingrain the hitting an inch or 2 inches behind the ball mm-hmm. like you would in a bunker. And if you don't, then it goes all fucking screwy. And I'm like, oh, this should be fun in here.
Bounce it off the walls and shit.
You'd be breaking the lamp.
Yeah, it's going to be...
The wall go through the glass.
It's going to be ugly.
Yeah.